With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden taking a lot of heat after his threat to stop sending certain weapons to Israel if it invades the city of Rafah.
The president's ultimatum was not well received by Israel, including from former ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren.
Potentially disastrous, extremely dangerous, unfair.
But at the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby insisted on continued support from the U.S.
The arguments that somehow we're walking away from Israel fly in the face of the facts.
Meanwhile, more than two dozen House Democrats sent the White House a letter criticizing the Biden administration's withholding of weapons shipments to Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Appearing on two national news shows Sunday morning, Secretary of State Antony Blinken strongly criticized Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza, saying their tactics have meant a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but have failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency. He underscored the U.S. believes Israel forces should get out of Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, fighting an old problem with new technology.
Schools across the U.S. are increasingly turning to artificial intelligence and video cameras to spot guns. Some states are considering multi-million dollar grant programs for the technology, but many of those bills have been written with specific criteria, so only one software provider can qualify. That company, Zero Eyes, which was founded a few years ago by military veterans. The chair of the National Council of School Safety Directors says the technology is good, but he has concerns about state laws giving preference to providers of a specific security platform.
That's Julia Walker reporting. This is SRN News. When it comes to abortion, the U.S. is in rather dubious company.
According to a study by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, this country is one of only eight that have no federal law limiting how late in pregnancy a woman can have an abortion. While states can now set their own limits in the U.S., the federal government doesn't address the issue, essentially allowing abortion up to the moment of birth. That puts America in company with China, Vietnam, Mexico, Australia, Canada, Guinea-Bissau, and South Korea. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Seven more states are suing to challenge a new federal regulation that would promote transgenderism. Lawsuits were filed in federal courts in Missouri and Oklahoma, but Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota also plaintiffs in the Missouri case. The legal action marks the latest attempts to prevent the Biden administration from shoehorning transgenderism into the 1972 Title IX civil rights law. This is SRN News. Mexico has begun requiring visas for Peruvians.
This is due to a major influx of migrants from the South American country. The move follows identical ones for Venezuelans, Ecuadorians, and Brazilians. It effectively eliminates the option of flying to a Mexican city near the U.S. border. U.S. officials have applauded Mexico's crackdown on air travel from Peru and call visa requirements an important tool to jointly confront illegal immigration. John Scott reporting.
A protest against rising costs of food, fuel, and utility bills is turning rough in Pakistani-controlled portion of Kashmir. One police officer is dead. Dozens of people were injured. Some merchants even closed their shops while demonstrators were burning tires to express their anger. The prime minister says he's ready to consider the demands of the protesters. The region has seen dramatic hikes in basic goods in recent months. More details at SRNnews.com.